his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
One Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver! Fire!
Lights had been burning all night in the large ranch house a few miles south of the border. An 18-year-old girl watched the first glow of dawn in the eastern sky. At a slight sound, she turned from the window. Her tear-reddened eyes fell on an aged Mexican woman who motioned from a doorway. Betty Roberts nodded silently. She rose from her chair and entered a bedroom. She dropped to her knees at her mother's bedside.
Mother, Juanita said that
Betty, I have but a few moments. I want you to know about your father and why we've lived in Mexico.
It doesn't matter, Mother. Don't try to talk. Save your strength.
15 years ago, we left Texas. You never knew the reason.
Mother.
It was Texas justice. Injustice.
Oh.
The law. The law hanged your father.
What? Mother, you mean...
I brought you here. Here where no one would know. Oh,
rest a little while, Mother.
I didn't want you to have to live under a cloud like that.
Oh, you poor darling.
Reach under the pillow.
This paper?
An old newspaper. It tells about Jim. His trial, the jury, 12 men who voted to hang him. 12 men who made you fatherless and me a widow. Injustice. Texas injustice. Jim. Oh, my poor Jim.
A few months after a white-haired old lady died in Mexico, a band of terrorists hit Texas.
There they go! Up! Get after them!
They clean me out!
They struck at Greenville, then at Sage's Corners, then looted a store in Briceville, raided a hotel in another community, then returned to Greenville.
Get them! There they go!
They've got everything!
Take after them!
Get that leader!
Hank, they've taken everything. They've got the tin box and all that was in it.
There, Maggie. There now, honey. At least they left us alive.
Oh, what's the good of being alive with nothing but starvation ahead of us?
Now, Mrs. Crumpler. Maybe the law will get them.
No one will get them. It's the same pack that hit other places. The same hooded raiders.
We ain't licked, Maggie. I'll find work of some sort.
Hank Crumpler. Not at your age, you won't.
The folks in Greenville will see that you're taken care of, Mrs. Crawford. The same as they're helping the Jacksons.
Charity. It'd be better if those outlaws had killed us.
It's a curious thing, Hank. Those critters don't seem to hurt anyone.
You think it don't hurt to lose the savings of a lifetime?
I mean, they don't shoot no one. That is, they ain't done so as yet. Doggone, I wish I was well enough to ride at the sheriff's man.
Yeah. I guess we're about the only ones that are still around. Everyone else has took off after the raiders.
Not quite everyone.
Huh? What the...
He's masked!
One of them's come back.
I'm not one of the gang.
Who are you?
I came to ask a few questions.
You've got plenty of nerve.
Do you know the name of the first man who was robbed by these hooded raiders?
What's it to you?
Was it Jim Jackson?
Yes, it was. The crooks took everything he had.
What are you looking at?
Just an old newspaper.
A newspaper?
John Latham the next victim?
Well, he sure was. They got to him at Sage's Corners. They hit Brushville the next time.
Brushville. Is that where Harry Hawkins lived?
That's right. How come you know so much about him?
The fourth attack was made on a man named Johnson, wasn't it?
No.
It wasn't?
The name Johnson died 4 years ago. Kit Newman was the fourth. They smashed up his hotel in Grantville.
Five.
No, he was the fourth.
Yes, of course.
The next to be hit was Hank Crumpert here.
You?
Yes. But why are you asking these things? What's in that old newspaper?
Crumpert, weren't you juror number 6 when Jim Roberts was tried?
Jim Roberts?
Hank, I remember. Must have been 15 years ago.
That's right. That thieving polecat, I helped hang a horse thief.
You were juror number 6?
I reckon so.
What's that got to do with
this? Now, hold on. Kit Newman was on that jury. So was Lem Johnson.
How about Jackson and Latham?
Yeah. Come to think of it, so were they. Great day. What's that
got to do with... thanks for the information.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
We'll meet again.
Who is he?
I want to talk to him.
We got
to
stop him.
There he is.
One silver.
The Lone Ranger didn't slacken his pace until he reached a small woods near town. He made his way through the trees to a little clearing where Tonto was waiting.
Who's there? Oh, boy. Oh, steady, big fella.
Did you see Crumpart, Kemosabe?
Tonto, I was too late.
Too late?
We were right in thinking that Crumpart would be the next victim.
Oh.
The gang struck before I reached town.
Anyone get hurt?
No. The leader of that gang seems to be opposed to physical injury.
Oh.
I talked to Crumpart, Tonto.
Him, juror number 6, huh?
Yes, Kemosabe. Now I'm sure these raids are connected with the trial and hanging of Jim Roberts. Juror number 7 also lives in Greenville. His name is Selkirk.
Him next on list, huh?
Yes.
Maybe we tell Sheriff, huh?
I don't know, Tonto.
Well, Sheriff, set trap. Maybe get gang at Selkirk house.
Yes, the sheriff might get the gang. Might even get the leader. That wouldn't solve the problem.
Why?
Because most of the people who have been robbed are old people. They've lost everything. Several cases, they'll have to spend the remaining years in poverty. The capture of the gang won't help those people.
And maybe gang give up money after capture.
No, Kemosabe, I don't think so. Revenge is the motive. The leader of these attacks wants to hurt each member of Jim Roberts' jury. The stolen money will never be recovered by the mere capture of the thieves.
And what we do?
I don't know, Tonto. But we're going to do something.
While the Lone Ranger and Tonto discussed their plans, the hooded raiders crossed the Rio Grande and continued south. It was nearly dawn when they reined up at their hideout. The slender leader, wearing black chaps and a white-brimmed hat, dismounted. When the hat and hood were removed, Betty Roberts' dark hair fell about her shoulders.
Manuel, you take charge of the money.
Si.
Put in the usual place.
We have quite a sum, eh? I never knew it would be so easy to take money. It is like nothing.
What are you laughing at?
Senorita, you are angry with Manuel?
There's nothing funny about robbing old people.
You wanted to punish those who killed your father?
No, I did.
Juan, Miguel, Felipe, all the others who worked on your mother's ranch have turned lawless to help you.
I know it. But when I planned this campaign, I thought it'd be different.
Different?
I thought only of punishing the members of the jury. Guess I forgot that they might have families. Forgot that they might be old people.
Oh, senorita, you must not think of those things. You must think of your father, of your mother, of how she suffered because of the unjust treatment.
We shan't abandon our program, Manuel. You and the others will stay with me. We'll go through with our plan.
Oh, si.
When we've finished, I'll send each of our victims a letter. I'll let them know that 15 years has not wiped out the wrong that was done my father.
Muy bien. Who is the next on your list?
Juror number 7 is a man named Selkirk.
following evening, soon after darkness had gathered, the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up in the rear of Tom Selkirk's home. They dismounted, left their horses at ground hitch while they proceeded on foot toward the front of the house.
I want to talk to Selkirk as soon as possible, Tonto.
You think raiders hit soon?
Well, they may strike at any time.
That's right.
If we can only persuade Selkirk to work with us, we might be able to recover the stolen money.
That make old people plenty happy, huh?
Oh, Tonto, just a minute. I'll stop here.
Horse come this way.
How many do you hear? Two or three?
Sound like two horse.
Stay back on me. I'll look around the corner of the building. There's two is right.
See who come?
Not yet, it's too dark. Stopping at Selkirk's hitching post.
Ah, me see him. One fellow wear badge.
The sheriff. Tonto, the other man is Hank Crumpert.
Him fellow.
Keep your voice down. They're coming toward the door.
Him fellow you see last night?
Yes. Better get back a little.
Better we wait till them fella gone.
Oh, Selkirk?
Well, Sheriff, what are you doing here?
Hank Crumpert's got something important to say.
You bet I have. Tom, you remember when we sat on the jury that tried Tim Roberts?
Hear that, Tonto?
Yeah, I remember. You were juror number seven.
I was afraid of that.
What about it, Hank?
Well, we better go inside. It'll be easier to talk.
Oh, sure thing. Step right in.
Tonto, when I talked to Crumpert last night, I said too much.
What matter?
I mentioned the connection between the raids and the robbers' jury. He must have remembered that Selkirk was juror number seven.
Why you tell him so much?
I wouldn't have told him anything if I'd have known what our plans are going to be.
And spoil it, Sheriff, there.
The sheriff isn't going to make things any easier for us.
So you see, Selkirk, Hank was juror number six, and he was the sixth one that these raiders called on.
Now I'm number seven. You'll be the next one, Tom. As sure as you're born, you'll be next.
Did you follow that gang last night, Sheriff?
Yeah, followed them as far as we could, but they got mighty fast horses.
And you said they headed for the border.
Yeah, that's right. They got a hideout south of the border somewhere. I got no authority in Mexico.
I suppose it wouldn't help if I was to leave town for a time.
No, that wouldn't help. You've got to be the bait for a trap, Selkirk.
The sheriff's got plans all worked out, Tom.
And that gang doesn't wait long between raids. They'll be back in a day or so.
They've made six raids in the past 2 weeks.
Now, if it's all right with you, Selkirk, I'll put about a dozen men here in your house. When that gang shows up, they'll step into the hottest gunfire they ever saw.
That sounds like a good plan.
Their plan's a humdinger. We'll get those crooks.
That plan is worthless.
Hey, what you...
Tonto, stay where you are. You're covered.
The curtain falls in the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. Tom Selkirk, Hank Crumpart, and the sheriff were discussing a way to capture the hooded raiders when the Lone Ranger broke in on their conversation.
He's masked!
Well,
it's the same one.
Now don't go for a gun.
I seen him last night. He's the one that came to my house.
Is this one of the gang?
Well, I don't know.
I have no gang.
If you've come to rob me...
By no means. But I may have to do some shooting if the sheriff slides his hand any nearer a gun.
Now look here, stranger.
Hank's been talking, hasn't he, Sheriff?
What if he has?
Crumpart. Where did you get your ideas about the raiders?
Huh?
Why did you suspect that Selkirk would be the next victim?
Well, I...
Isn't it because of what I told you last night?
Yes, it is.
You remembered that Selkirk was juror number seven.
Yes.
Now, see here...
Sheriff, when I came in, I heard you talking about a trap for the gang.
Well?
The outlaws will probably come here. You have men in hiding, you might catch them.
You bet I'll get them.
Yes, but will that help Comfort?
Huh?
Or any of the others who have been robbed? You don't suppose the raiders will have all the stolen money with them, do you?
I don't care if they do or not.
Well, perhaps you don't. But Comfort needs the cash he lost. So does Jackson and Latham. So do the others.
When I get them, I'll make them tell where the cash is.
Oh, no, you won't, Sheriff. Those hooded raiders aren't cowards.
Oh, you know all about them, huh?
I know that you won't make them talk.
How do you know they ain't cowards?
Because they haven't resorted to murder to ensure their escape. Please believe me, I want to help you.
Help?
I want to follow that pack to the hideout and recover the stolen money.
Follow them. We've tried that. They got the fastest horses I've ever seen. Well, they travel like greased lightning.
I'll match my horse against theirs.
Uh-huh.
Selkirk, when and if that gang comes here, give them your cash without argument.
Like fun, I will.
So that's the game, huh? The gang figures it might be a trap. So you've come here to pave the way for them.
Sheriff, you...
Come here, plenty of horses.
Hello, are you sure?
That's right.
A redskin.
What'd he say?
Tonto, hide the horses. Bring them here when the gang's gone.
The gang?
Behind
them. He sent something in Injun.
The raiders are coming.
So soon?
Coming here?
Probably.
Now I know blame well you're in with the gang. You're here to pave the way.
Sheriff, do you honestly believe that?
You bet I do.
And I can't look to you for help.
I hear him.
Tell Kirk, stay where you are. You two go to the next room.
I won't budge an inch.
I haven't time to argue the point. Get up.
Hey.
I'll take your gun.
Let go of me. Hank, grab him.
Now get in there.
No. Now you see here.
You two, Hank, in you go.
Oh, you, Sheriff, they're coming in. They'll rob me.
Stay where you are and take what comes. I'll be in the next room with the sheriff and Comfort.
You think that...
I think you're going to keep quiet. In fact, I know you are.
Hey, you knocked the law down.
Can you keep quiet without help?
Don't hit me. I'll keep still. Oh, my sakes. The raiders are in the next room. Don't shoot! Don't shoot me! I'm not armed!
No, senor. We do not wish to shoot you. It is not your life we want. It is your money. We cannot spend your life.
Who are you?
Oh, surely, senor, you have heard of us. We have made previous visits to this place.
Who is your leader?
That, amigo, is none of your business. Please, now, the money. Where is it?
Are you here because of Jim Roberts?
We come for money, not for talk. It's no good to stall. We have guards outside the house. Now, the money, quickly. Where is it?
I haven't much money.
Oh, it's all right. We take what you have.
It's all in that tin box right there.
We take it. Oh, there is one thing, senor. If you have any other money...
No, that is all
I
have.
If we learn that you are not penniless, we shall return.
I'm telling you the truth. It's all there. I was counting it.
There we go now. I hope we don't have to return. Buenas noches, senor.
Gone. All gone. Every last cent I had in the world. Sheriff! Sheriff, they're gone. Do something. Get after them. Sheriff!
He's out cold.
Oh, they've got everything. Hank, I'm flat. Oh, if that masked man hadn't...
He's in cahoots with him for sure.
Where is he?
He just went out that window. He's probably riding away with the gang.
Come
on, Silver! Though mounted on some of the fastest horses in the region, the outlaws were unable to outdistance the Lone Ranger on Silver. Betty Roberts rode at Manuel's side, slightly ahead of the rest of the gang. From time to time during the fast ride, she glanced back.
He's still there! Manuel, he's still coming!
I know! I see that white horse.
We must go faster.
Rio is just ahead.
The law can't follow us into Mexico.
The outlaws plunged into the shallow waters of the Rio Grande. Betty once more looked behind her. To her dismay, that rider of the white horse didn't stop at the water's edge. He too entered the stream.
Manuel! Manuel, he's coming after us. He didn't stop at the border.
On Mexican soil, the Lone Ranger urged the mighty Silver to even greater speed. Inch by inch, he cut down the distance.
Senorita! Senorita, he's gaining! We must stop him! We must shoot!
No, no!
Even so,
there's to be no shooting!
With another outburst of speed, Silver closed in on the rearmost riders of the gang.
On Silver!
He charged past them without a sideward glance. He passed the others, then closed in on the leaders. In another moment, he rode alongside the hooded girl.
Get away! Get away or we'll shoot!
You won't shoot!
Manuel, help!
You're riding with me!
Let me go!
And I love you to my horse!
Stop it! Let me go, please!
Here we are! Now, Silver! Come on, boy!
It was an hour later when the Lone Ranger finished talking to Betty in the patio of the Roberts home in Mexico.
Well,
That's all I have to tell you, Betty.
I know you're telling me the truth.
I'm sorry that the facts
are... My father really deserved punishment.
Yes, as much as any man.
But how did you know I led those raids?
And I realized that revenge was a motive. I looked up old records and newspapers. I learned that Jim Roberts had a daughter who had been living in Mexico.
Oh.
It wasn't necessary for your mother to bring you to Mexico. The people of Texas believe that everyone should be judged on his own merits, not on those things his father did.
My mother trusted Dad. She always believed that he'd been misjudged.
Well, it's good that she could carry that belief to the end. But you...
I can't refute the evidence you've shown me.
If you'll give me the chance, I'll give you further evidence.
A father's guilt?
No. Evidence that Texas is made up of fair-minded people. Evidence of Texas justice.
Here come Manuel and the others.
Took them a long time to find us.
They must have followed my horse to our hideout in the valley. But you better go, they'll get you.
No, Betty. They had their chance to get me. They didn't even draw a gun. I'm not fooled by them. They're not bad men.
No?
Yes. They're loyal friends who followed you blindly because you asked them to.
That's true. They worked on our ranch. They risked their freedom and their lives because I asked them to. But how did you know?
They were careful not to injure those they robbed. Betty, will you lead those men to Texas?
To be jailed? Perhaps to hang?
No. To see why I have so much confidence in Texas justice.
There it is, Senorita. There they are, capturing.
Wait, Manuel. Felipe, Juan, listen to me. Listen, please, wait. I want all of you to follow me. I'm going back to Texas.
Tonto met the masked man at the border. It was mid-morning when the Lone Ranger and the Hooded Riders approached the town of Greenville. Word of their coming spread like wildfire. The streets quickly filled with armed men under the leadership of the sheriff. Hank Crompart, Tom Selkirk, and all the others who'd been robbed were on hand. It was a great clamor for public hanging.
Oh, easy, Silver. Steady, big fella. Easy now. I'll wait. All of you. Listen to me.
Where's our cash?
You're all under arrest.
Hold it, Sheriff. You think we came here to be captured?
I don't care why you came. You're here.
You want the stolen cash restored? Listen to me.
That's what I want.
Me too. And we all shut up and listen.
Now wait. Years ago, Jim Roberts was sentenced to hang. But his wife had faith in him. She thought he'd been unfairly convicted. So she went to Mexico with Jim's daughter. Jim's daughter? Well, Jim's daughter learned about her father when her mother died. She, too, thought that a great injustice had been done by you Texans.
Injustice, my...
We got real justice here.
Where'd you get that notion?
She came to make the men who convicted her father pay up. You see, she was dealing out justice as she saw it. It took courage. It did take courage. It took even more courage to make those attacks without shooting anyone. It took the brand of courage that's making this a great state. Betty Roberts, take off that hood.
What?
Speak for yourself, Betty.
Men, my friends and I came here to return what we've stolen. My mother left some money and I've added that to the loot to cover the damage we've done. You see, I thought my father was unfairly tried. Well, I learned from the masked man that I was wrong. There'll be no more raids. I'm sorry for what we've done. That's all.
Well, it's up to you, Sheriff. What do you want to do with these people?
Doggone. I don't know.
Thunderation. The girl made a mistake, that's all.
Yeah.
We can't blame her for that.
It took a heap of nerve to do what she's done.
She'd have been safe if she'd have stayed south of the border.
Yeah.
But her place is in Texas.
Doggone it, them true words.
Greenville needs girls like us.
Hank, she can come and stay with us for a time.
Huh?
The poor darling. I know what she'd been through.
We've all made a mistake once in a while.
Miss Roberts, what do your men want to do?
Well, they would like to return to their farm.
And you?
I've always hoped that someday I might live in Texas.
All right. By thunder, you're in Texas. Tell your men to go on home and raise their crops. You're staying with us.
Oh, Sheriff.
And you come with me, honey. Come on home with Hank and me.
He was right. The masked man was right. Texas is a great state. Texas is just.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.